Why is it funny?
So you really think that you're going to get this chicken right now?
Yes, I do. Okay.
I can't believe that.
I think I'm going to get this chicken.
Well, I know how you are. You probably will.
Well, how am I?
You're crazy. I already know you're going to go in there and you're going to demand your chicken, so you're probably going to do it.
I say we do a little car talk right now about it.
I think we're already doing it.
Okay. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to take my receipt and show them that they gave me bad chicken. And I want to take the chicken back. And I want them to give me either my money back or perhaps...
Why? They're not going to give you your money back, that's for sure.
Or trade me chickens. I'm perfectly fine. I will give you the old yucky chicken.
Okay, let's just say...
It's not funny.
It is funny.
No, it's terrible.
Funny. It's funny because, like... Okay, let's just say for some reason you forgot a grocery bag in the car, okay? Okay. And that chicken went bad because of that.
Right.
Who's to say that it didn't go bad because of that? It's like you're saying, oh, take this chicken back a week after you bought it.
Well, okay, I didn't buy it a week ago. And the point is...
When did you buy it?
I bought it last... Just like... I don't know.
You bought it with the food stamp card like a week ago.
Well, you gave me that so you could have some food. But that was a week ago. Less than a week ago. Less than a week ago.
6 days, sorry.
It was less than that because the chicken...
It's already Thursday.
Let me just tell you, this is what happened. I bought the chicken, I bought all that stuff, and I bought the chicken breast. And then it said, you know, cook or freeze by the 20th of this month, January. So I went ahead and... But the chicken I just figured that the butcher had wrapped it, like, so it was puffy. Well, like, a day or two later, John opened up the refrigerator and says, why is it puffy like that? And I said, oh, that's how I got it from the market. I just figured the butcher had wrapped the chicken. So he got online and did some research, and it found out that if your chicken has that puffiness to it, don't buy it because it means that the meat is omitting gases, which would not be good to eat. So therefore, I'm going to tell the people at the market that that's exactly what happened. And
you just thought you bought a buff chicken or something.
No, I bought a chicken. I bought the chicken that's been wrapped in the plastic.
I know, but you just like thought it was like, oh, super big, like, chicken, so you bought it.
No, it is a good chicken breast, and they were good, but they weren't puffy. It's just the plastic was puffy, the covering part. The covering of the cellophane, or like the plastic, and then it has the label, that was puffy. So I just figured maybe it's a new person working at the butcher part of the market, and they wrapped it like that. And they messed up when they wrapped it. Because I'm like, oh, give them a chance. It's these poor guys, they're brand new to their job. That's what I was thinking.
So when you go in there, you're going to tell them what? Look, check this out. I got some fucking...
No, don't use the F word. Okay.
I got some fucking...
No, don't
chickens.
Say F word.
What are you going to tell them?
I'm just going to say, hi, I bought this chicken, and I found out it's bad. It's omitting gases.
And what are you going to say?
And I'd like a new...
What happens if they're like, oh, I'm sorry, we can't take this, we can't return it?
I'm going to say, let me talk to your store manager.
Then what happens if he says, I'm sorry, lady, you're assed out?
I would like to talk to your manager.
And then what he says, you're assed out.
I'm going to say, I will then give you a rating on my podcast. I'm not saying the market right now, but I will like dog you. I will always dog your market. If you know, just kidding. I won't say that. That's not very nice. But I definitely, okay. What?
I'm interested in how this is going to go down.
Okay.
But I'm not, no, I mean, I'm not doubting that you'll get another chicken because I know how you are, but.
Oh, look, they have an A rating. Their market says A rating. So I need to go ahead and talk to them about that.
That lady looks like she shops. That lady needs to stop fucking going to the grocery store.
Maybe she has a...
She needs to go
maybe
to the
gym. Looks like she's going to the gym. She's got sweatpants on.
Oh, shit.
You shouldn't judge her.
I'm not judging her. I'm just saying.
Just
she, maybe
she's
she needs
chubby.
To put,
he looks like a nice guy.
Maybe
look at him.
Maybe she needs to stop eating and maybe she needs to go to the gym a little bit.
Well, there's a good possibility she has maybe a sickness.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, being obese.
Heavy set.
You know?
Being a heavy set.
Obese.
Oh, okay.
That's obesity.
Guess what? I'm obese.
Okay.
Because it says on your body mass, the index, if I weigh more than 125, I'm obese.
I guess we're all obese.
I guess so too. Anyway, I better go in here to this market. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Okay. Okay. Bye. Okay, so I'm in the market and I walked in my checker knew me and she thought, absolutely, of course, we'll exchange that for you. So no issues. I'm just so happy. And I ended up getting some delicious looking chicken breasts to cook for tonight. Boneless, skinless chicken breast. Yum, yum. I can't wait to go back and talk to Debbie Doubter. There. Okay. Over and out. Okay, so I'm about to get in the car and let Colton know the good news of the day. So let's see what he says. Hey, look what I got. Check it out. And I got more chicken and they didn't make me pay the difference. Can you imagine? I thought I'd get a better response than that, but he's playing Call of Duty on his phone. Does everyone know what Call of Duty is? I think it's like a army one, right? Call of Duty, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so yeah. Look at Colt, check it out. Oh, he's still playing. How exciting, huh?
I know.
Yeah, right on. All right, now we're gonna go to Marshall's and see if we can return return the record player that he says I can't get.
I ain't seen that.
Returned.
I don't want to do that right now.
I know, neither do I, but I have to do it right because it's important.
Michael,
it is important.
Why can't you do that when I'm not here?
Because I am in the car and we're right here next to Marshall's. And it wouldn't be a bad idea just to do it. It's ridiculous that I'm driving around with it. We got Natalie this cute record player and it doesn't even work. It sounds so ridiculous. So hopefully the record player that I got for our family, a little larger, is going to be a lot better. So we'll see how that goes. All right, well, very uneventful. I thought Colton would give me a lot more of a woohoo! Okay, bye. Say bye. Bye. No car talk. Okay, goodbye. Okay, so here we go. Marshall's returned the record player, no problem. Happened to find a little number on the scraped off price tag, and they were able to reproduce another price tag. So a $59 product. Basically, I got store credit for like $64 from Marshall's, and I think that's pretty great. So that was the results to Marshall's, and we finally made it home. We finally got the chicken in the fridge. It's not omitting weird gases. It looks fine, and we'll probably cook it tomorrow. And whew, it is a very good day. We actually cleaned out some of the back yard, got some of my hoarder issues cleaned up. So I have this storage shed in the far back behind our garage, and in the middle of the storage shed and the garage, there's this little area where I used to have a nice little garden for a small amount of time. And since then, it's just gotten to be a pile of junk. So that junk pile is getting in the trash, one trash can at a time. So I can't wait till it's all gone. From hoarder to order is my mantra. From hoarder to order. I like that. So that's what I'm talking about. From hoarder to order. Have a great rest of your day. May God bless you.